The spokesperson of the Young Patriots, a youth group of the MPP, John Kuma, says tomorrow's demonstration has been prompted by the high cost of living. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kuma mentioned shortage of gas and failure of government to reduce fuel prices as promised as some of the factors that have compelled them to demonstrate. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
The Young Patriots are organizing a massive double-double demonstration tomorrow morning. We are all converging at the Obrasport 6 a.m. to commence this massive demonstration. We are calling on the government to complain about the double hardships that we are being faced with. There have been increases in the utility tariffs about 200% since Professor Mel took over, and recently they have increased it by 7% again. And we must all recall that when the NPP was in government and they increased utility bills by just 4%, Professor Mel went on demonstration. He led a demonstration in this country on just 4% increment. Now he came as president, has increased it over 200% and has now topped it up by another 7%. There is also the promise by Professor Mel to reduce fuel drastically, and in spite of the recent reduction on the world market price to about $90 per barrel, we are still buying it around 7 Ghana cedis, which to us is a big shame. And on top of that, we are not even getting gas. There's gas shortages all over the country, and Ghanaians cannot get gas either to cook their food or to power their engine. And to make matters worse, the government has come out to tell us that they are importing a special chemical to add to the gas in order to damage the engines of commercial drivers who may want to use gas as a source of energy to propel their engines. And we think that this initiative is inimical to the progress of this country.
The demonstration, will you justify that what you're going on is true reflection of the situation?
Let me give you a few examples. Just a few President Mills before he became president in 2009, we were buying cement at 7 Ghana cedis. Now, today, as we speak, cement price is 20 Ghana cedis. School blocks that we were building at 72,000 Ghana cedis, 16 classroom block under Professor Mills in 2009, are now being built at 2.8 billion Ghana cedis. Quadrupling.
It is the statistical service that has conducted a survey and came out with this statistics. What statistics has, or what survey has the Young Patriots conducted to come out with this scientific Ahunchiri demo?
I'm not sure the statistical service have come out to say that Ghanaians are enjoying life. Even the issues of inflation that we talk about, the NPP raised red flags on some of the figures they are using. And the statistical service themselves have accepted that some of their data were faulty because they were quoting certain prices as zero, when in actual fact, prices on the market are not zero.
You are saying the poverty level has gone up to 31%. Which institution came up with this survey?
That is the World Bank. We all take our statistics from the World Bank. As for the
World Bank, on the front page of the Daily Graphic today, is saying that Ghana's economy is doing well.
When you go and tell the World Bank that your inflation rate is 8%, he will tell you you are doing well.
Spokesperson of the Young Patriots, John Kuma, meanwhile the national organizer of the NDC, Yao Boatinjan, tells Radio Ghana that the group is being pushed by hungry politicians who want to come to power. Mr. Boatin questioned what scientific indicators the group is basing its argument on. He therefore called on Ghanaians to repose trust in the government. He spoke to George Ankra.
Some group of MPP are very desperate and they are seeking for political power. And maybe that is the reason why we hear all these things. Because to be honest with you, if you go to the market nowadays, everybody will tell you that Ghana is a very, very good country to live in. And economically, I think we are doing well. Today, when you look at the front page of Graphic, IMF do sometimes, we do criticize them that when the government is in power, they do shower a lot of praises on us. And when the government leaves office, then they turn around, you know, to accuse a particular government. But I think they have been very emphatic in this issue. And they are praising us and are even saying that we are yearning, you know, to improve the economic standard of the country and for that matter the people that live in. So when people go out there and start demonstrating, you just have to ask yourself, what do they actually mean? And I'm very sure most of them, even having gone to the streets maybe tomorrow to demonstrate, I'm sure they would have sold their tummy before they go there. And if you are really in a hotel, or if you are living under severe pressure or under the situation that they are going out there to portray to Ghanaians, I'm very sure nobody will have even had the chance to trek all that long to do certain things. Somebody will also say that when we were in opposition, we did the same thing. But I believe that at that time, we expressed actually what was happening in this country. So if they are going out there to demonstrate, they should rather tell Ghanaians the truth, but not just to throw that into the eyes of the lottery.
Another point they are raising is that there's massive unemployment in the system. How are we addressing this unemployment situation?
There are the same people when we are going in for this Chinese loan are saying that we won't agree to that type of a policy that we are embarking on. And again, I just want to say that if they are seeing massive unemployment in the system, how long has this government been in office? And for the 8 years that they were in office, what did they do? Or are they telling us that the unemployment situation happened within this short period that the government have been in power? I don't think that is the case. The truth is that collectively as Ghanaians, I think we need to come out and solve this problem once and for all. We should not just push it on somebody who has just come to face such an unfortunate situation. And they also have to blame themselves, because I'm very sure they have put some measures in place. This thing wouldn't have been hanging around our neck. The government, I must be honest with you, is trying everything possible to ensure that every youth in this country gets some sort of employment. Then again, we are always looking for white-collar jobs. When you go to some areas where people have taken up to agri, they are making it in life. You tell our youth, go back into your villages, sell the land, and you will get something into your pocket. They are all moving into the urban areas. And it is up to us, all politicians. If they think that they will not come to meeting, maybe, who knows? God maybe will smile on them one day, and they will also be in power. And then they also face the same problem. So if they have any alternative, if they have anything to say, they should join hands with us, those of us who have been advising our youth, you know, to go out there and till the land. And in fact, some who needed to get advice are those who are out there and bringing in a lot of food. And that is what you see on the market, that our market is flooded with a lot of food. So I am saying that once somebody will just come out and say that massive unemployment, what is he trying to point out? And are the jobs there, and that we are just trying to say that we won't allow our people new jobs? And that is exactly why initially I said that the government have gone in for this loan. And I'm very sure it is going to open up a lot of job opportunities for our youth. And come maybe next year by June, people will see that a lot of our people will be in employment.
Now, if I may ask, based on what scientific indicators are these young patriots coming to this conclusion that there's a hunger in the country?
Well, I think it is up to them. And that is the reason why I'm saying that they are being pushed by people who are desperately seeking for power. And when it comes that way, as a youth, you also have to sit down and start thinking of what would I gain from some of these actions that we take. And at the end of the day, if we are also matured enough to take up the mantle of governance of this country, where if some youth also rise up and say the same thing, what are we going to do? So I think as youth, they should sit down and maybe think of themselves and think well before they go out there and demonstrate. Because I strongly believe that they do not have any reason to go out there and demonstrate and caption that demonstration as a hunger demonstration. Because though, yes, we admit that things are not rosy in this country and everywhere in this world, I strongly believe that Ghana, we are better off.
Does the opinion of one political party reflect the general feeling of the masses in Ghana?
That is also a brilliant question that we need to ask them. I strongly believe that when some of these things are put out there, then they themselves will have to answer those questions. Because I must be honest with you, I'm here with some people, and they do not see any reason for somebody to go out there and demonstrate and caption that contrary demonstration. Because they are all saying that, yes, it is okay if you go out there and do certain things. At least at the end of the day, you will get something that you will also eat. And before you go to bed, I think you will also be called somebody who is a human being. But if our people are just saying that, I want to say, then of course, we need to ask questions. Now, which part of the culture are they talking about? Do they want to live as people who have a lot of money? I don't know what they actually mean. But I strongly believe, let me give them this advice. If they want to go out there and demonstrate the whole day, I strongly believe that they should find themselves something beneficial to do. At the end of the day, they will get few more CDs. into their pocket than to go and waste their energy and their time, because a lot of Ghanaians do not side with them.
National organizer of the NDC, Yao Boatsen Jan, and staying with the demonstration, the police say they've been notified of it by the Patriots Group. The Greater Accra Regional Police Public Relations Officer, ASP Cyprian Zenge, told Radio Ghana that they are ready to ensure that the demonstration is incident-free.
The leaders of that demonstration met the Accra Regional Police Commander in her office, that is DCOP Rose Atinga Bio, and it has been made known to them that no group of demonstrators will be permitted to go to the castle precinct or compound. So the conclusion of the meeting was that the demonstration will start tomorrow at 6 a.m. at the Obra Sport, that is Kwame Nkrumah Circle. Then the demonstrators will pass through Adabraka Police Station, through to Farisco Traffic Light, and take to their right, pass through CUC headquarters in front of National Theater. Then they will go to SEBS headquarters, and then they will turn to their right, and then go and converge at the R Center, for that matter, Accra House of Oak Training Ground. It is there that they will converge, and then the leadership will then wait for somebody to come from the castle, that is the seat of the president, to receive their petition at the high training ground. That is the agreement we have all come into on Friday.
Do you know the identities of the demonstrators and what their grievances are?
The demonstrators, we are told, is going to cut across board. That is taxi drivers and then other people. So we actually don't know, but all that we know is that the demonstrators are going to be a collection of people from all angles. That is taxi drivers, truck drivers and the like.
And what is their problem? Their grievances are what?
Is that a Ahunchere demonstration. So one can see that they are demonstrating maybe against a Ahunchere that they are going through.
So how is the police handling the situation?
As for police, it is our constitutional mandate to always see to it that there is law and order every day, and that is our work. So in situation where we are going to have a collection of people coming to demonstrate, we are actually going to make sure that everything goes on well. So what we are saying is that the demonstrators should not do anything that will go beyond the agreement that they have come into with the Accra Regional Police Command. The leaders of this demonstration should talk to their people to go according to the dictates of the rules and regulations of the Act 491.
And what does that act say?
That act is saying that you should notify the police of 5 clear working days before you go on demonstration, and that when you notify them, you should go and sit down with them and you all spell out the rules that you are going to take, so that at the end of the day there will be no cause for alarm, so that we will be able to do the demonstration without hindrance to other road users.
Public Relations Officer of the Greater Accra Regional Police, ASP Cyprian Zenge. The leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, has advised Ghanaians to ignore the young patriots who have planned a demonstration in Accra tomorrow. He told Radio Ghana that by far the 2.5-year rule of the Atta Mills government is better than the NPP's 8-year administration. He, however, urged the Mills communications machinery to do more in educating Ghanaians on the good things the government is doing in the country, especially in the rural areas.
I want to tell Ghanaians, don't believe them, PP. Don't believe them, because I know them. I was with them for 5 years. I know the hierarchy. And, you know, this government is far, far better. It's only 2.5 years. As Atta Mills listen, in another 2-3 months, you know, we can reverse the situation. No question about it. But it's up to them. I am not the president. So the people around him, I think they have a conspiracy to bring him down. I don't know. Because a lot of the things happening shouldn't happen. The MPP, I know them, you see. They're very good with trick. Most of the hierarchy are lawyers and the advertising people. So they are very good. The NDC is no match to the MPP when it comes to lies, to trick people, to the stuff. The MPP believes that Ghanaians are stupid. I was with them. I know them. You know, they said the villagers, they don't have any brain. You know, all you got to do is give them show. 50 city will make them vote. This is what I was told in 1998, 99, 2000. And I used to argue with some of them. But have the Ghanaians forgotten? Is it true the white men said we are not intelligent? Have they forgotten 2002, 2003, when electricity was raised from 10,000 to 58,000 when the price of kenke went up from 200 to 1,000. Have they forgotten that? I'm not going to say that Atamil's government is doing fantastic, but they're not raising prices that high, even though I'm opposed to the price raises because it's World Bank driven, and they all do that. They're not suffering any more now than they were suffering in 2004, 2005, even in 1996, 97, 98. It's the same thing. The only difference is Atamil don't have a communication team. They should take control of the state TV and compare notes and let the people know what is the difference. They're my allies.
You are a member of the Atamil's energy team. The people are complaining about lack of gas in the system, and that is one of their problems. What are you saying to that? Why are we not having enough gas?
This is going to happen because the people you have on the energy, they know only the academic side of energy. This wouldn't have happened. I told him, but he promised you set up a task force, let me head it, and I would have headed this off. But he didn't do that. So let him take the flak. What can I do about it? What can I do? I told him, ask General Nunu Mensa. The only difference is that with this Atamil's government, you got more people there. You got ethical people there. There's nobody in MPP that I know that even understands the word moral or ethical. And I'm glad after Kennedy, you read his book. So the NDC is not doing a very good job at all in communication, at all. Their communication team is dead. So they're walloping them. But the Ghanaians know that the MPP are, they're good liars, because you go to the village, they'll tell you. And that's the only luck Atamil's have. He refuses to set up a good communication team. They're not doing good at all. There are some good things happening in the villages. Nobody knows about it. It's like me. The press, they belong to the MPP and NDC. They don't want to talk to me because I'm doing a lot of things around. They're not interested because they want money.
Kofi Wayo on tomorrow's demonstration.